City Council meeting for Tuesday, August 20th, 2024, is called to order. Invocation, Reverend Jim Kinder, Orange Beach United Methodist Church, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you, Pastor.
Let's pray. God, today we come, we recognize your presence in our midst and the opportunities you give us day by day to live in this land, to enjoy the freedom that has been fought for and that has been delivered to us by the grace of your hand. We think of the responsibilities that we have to govern and lead and to honor you in this community. So God, today as we deliberate, as we seek to do your business here, we give you thanks because we truly do believe life is better here because you're here with us. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please, ma'am.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kenna?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to reconsider ordinance amending ordinance 172, the zoning ordinance, case number 0503-PUD-24, Abbey Road PUD.
Second.
Any discussion? Is this a call the roll or is this a verbal? Call the roll, please.
Okay. Councilmember Silvers?
Abstain.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kenna?
Yes.
Move to approve the agenda with the addition to reconsider the ordinance for Abbey Road PD.
Second.
Call the roll.
Councilmember Silvers?
Abstain.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kenna?
Yes. Considering previous minutes of our work session, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 7/16/24. No objections. The reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. Minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements? First ball game is Friday night.
Yep. At Alberta.
In Alberta.
7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. All right. Auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to ordinances. Ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, Abbey Road PUD. This is very confusing. We've never done one like this, so I think we're going to have to walk through it slowly. Yes. So bear with us, folks. Entertain a motion.
Move to adopt the ordinance excluding the zoning deviations for sidewalks and street lighting.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay. Is this a yes to pass or a no to pass?
This is a yes to pass.
Okay, this is a yes to pass.
Thank you.
All right, call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Abstain.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kenna?
Yes.
Move to grant the zoning deviation to allow for no sidewalks.
Second.
All right, this is a yes for no. Right?
Correct. And a no for
and
yes.
And no for yes.
All right.
I'd like to make a statement, if mm-hmm. you allow me.
You can.
2 weeks ago, I voted no on this project. There were 8 deviations from our code, and I felt that it was too many deviations. And my understanding that it was going to be a condominium built in place of the houses. But after further investigation, there could also be 4 separate apartment units built with this. And I would rather have the homes than have the apartments. And we are coming back at this because several of us felt the same way in the mission of where we've taken the city and what we've done. We'd much rather have the homes with the 8 deviations than we would the apartment complexes. So that's why this sounds confusing, but it's also why it's come back up. Just wanted to explain it.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe.
And we also got the deviations down to a manageable number.
Yeah.
So, all right, now I got, all right, let's go back over. Yes is no, and no is yes. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes.
Did we get a second?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so a no means we're going to get sidewalks. So, call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers.
Abstain.
Councilmember Johnson.
No.
Councilmember Mitchell.
No.
Councilmember Blaylock.
No.
Councilmember Boyd.
No.
Mayor Kennan.
No. I've never got what I've wanted with a no. So that's a fail.
I don't believe that.
Just leave it there then.
Yeah, yeah.
Just saying.
All right, move to grant the zoning deviation to allow for no street lighting.
Second.
Any discussion? So a no is what we want, correct?
A no is a yes.
All right. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers.
Abstain.
Councilmember Johnson.
No.
Councilmember Mitchell.
No.
Councilmember Blaylock.
No.
Councilmember Boyd.
No.
Mayor Kennan.
No. Motion carries. Thank God that's over with. Second reading, ordinance amending chapter number 38, emergency medical treatment and transport services.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers.
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson.
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock.
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd.
Yes.
Mayor Kennan.
Yes, motion carries. Moving to new business, miscellaneous approval of retail beer, retail table wine, liquor license, Southern Grind, Main Street at the Wharf.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to resolution. Resolution authorizing execution of performance contract. Brandy Reeves Tennis Instruction Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution adopting a City of Orange Beach fiscal year 2025 transportation plan.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing purchase of video surveillance system, Sportsplex, state bid, Vision Security Technologies, $97,941.07.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of performance agreement with Garner C. Tampery Memorial Foundation, second annual Mary Memories Tinsel Trail event.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion?
This is really a neat, a beautiful thing that's going to be at the waterfront park.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Appreciate it very much.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's going to be big this year. I guarantee it's going to be big.
It's hard to explain to people when you start out doing that, and after a little while they realize, hey, I'd like to be a part of that, and that's what we want.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. So do we vote now?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of task order, Watermark Design Group, design bid, construction, administration services, restroom at Sportsplex, $24,000.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution reappointing Sean Goh, Rusty Hart to the Fire Code Board of Appeals.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with AECOM for speed limit study, State Road 182, not to exceed $9,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Wasn't it 90,000?
Just say, man.
We'll take it for nine. Let's go.
We'll take it for nine.
I like nine.
Accordingly, City Administrator, this is just the portion to do the trees on the beach road, and then we will come back with the rest of the study once
81.
We make sure we have additional funding
okay.
for the rest of the beach road.
We're counting the dollars.
Correct.
Thank you, Ford.
Thank you, Ford.
So tonight's just the nine?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution reappointing Tony Kennan to the Gulf Shores Orange Beach Tourism Board of Directors.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? Anybody else want to do it? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Tony, you know you love it.
Couldn't do without you. I do think me and Robert being there together helps coordinate things. So
yes.
Thank y'all for having
yes.
us.
Yes, yes.
Resolution authorizing execution of a service agreement with Next Soft Cybersecurity Solutions, threat advice for endpoint protection.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution amending the fee schedule, emergency medical treatment transport services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution adopting rental agreements, amending the fee schedule, Coastal Arts Center.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid, multi-station surveying system, CW Lolly, doing business transit level clinic, $58,058.50.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution accepting proposal, Threat Device Technologies for Endpoint Protection.
Can we just do that?
Is that a repeat?
I don't know, I'm just reading.
Number nine?
Yeah.
I could read what I'm told to read.
Sorry, just ignore that one then.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. I was wondering why there wasn't a number on it. All right, number 14.
Mayor, can I ask real quick, sorry, Jamie, number 11 that we just did, that's one I should abstain on, correct?
Yes.
So can I am changing my vote as an abstention on 11?
On 11?
It's too late. It's kind of like playing poker. We already did the next hand.
Call the Ethics Commission. All right, are we on 14?
Yes.
Resolution authorizing execution of implementation agreement, Alabama Department of Conservation, Natural Resources for Reducing Marine Impacts on Birds and Sea Turtles Restoration Project.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Nicole, could you explain this a little bit, please? I surely don't want to give an agency more authority than they need.
Nicole Warner, Coastal Resources Deputy Director. This is actually, we are looking for ways to fund the Waterways and Shoreline Cleanup Program, and it's going to fund for another 5 years. The caveat being, we are going to have stuff on our vessels that make sure that if we see an injured turtle, we can put it on the stretcher, take it, or a bird, we can capture it. So we have to make sure we have that gear on board, and we're reducing marine debris, so.
It's a wonderful thing.
What you described, when you said caveat with the state agency, we just wanted that clarified, caveat.
Well, they're a good state agency, and they do good things and pay dollars. These are oil spill fine monies.
That's right.
So I'm glad that they're coming right back to Orange Beach to help our waterways.
Yes.
Thank you much.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you, Nicole.
Can anybody name a good federal agency?
I'll leave it at that.
That's right, that's right.
All right, 15, no, I'm sorry, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a software agreement, MCCI LLC, expansion of Laserfish to process invoices.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Entertaining the motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned, so we'll call the, I don't have a, thank you, sir. It may be in there, I may have mixed it up. Committee of the Whole for Tuesday, August 2024, to order. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Cannon?
Here. Considering previous minutes from a regular council meeting, Committee of the Whole, 8/6/24. We'll move those forward for review. New business miscellaneous, discuss request from the Alabama Gulf Coast Zoo for annual sponsorship, discuss expiring terms on Board of Adjustment. Anything y'all want to talk about there, or we know where we're going?
We do have representatives here from the zoo tonight, so thank you for being here.
That's correct. What's our name going to be on this year?
Everything.
Beyond, we have sponsorships for different events. Zoo Brew's coming up on September 27th.
Cool.
And another employee day for employees to come out to the zoo. There are two passes at City Hall for employees to check out from the zoo anytime they want. And then, of course, sponsorship for the big spring event that we have too.
Great. Thank you.
Well, thank you guys for what y'all do. We know it's always a struggle, but thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we try. Okay, moving to resolutions. There's eight. I'll go ahead and read them all. Resolution authorizing execution of task order McCullough Architecture Pickleball Bathroom Building, $14,000. Resolution authorizing execution of a fiscal year 2003 assistance to firefighters grant award agreement, Department of Homeland Security, for the purchase of portable radios for the fire department.
And kudos to Nicole and...
Yes.
Thank you.
For that work that you and Nelson did. That's awesome.
Yes.
Thank you.
How much was the grant?
That was Mesa funds.
For public consumption?
800. Hey, it's close. 850,000 is pretty close.
850,000?
Pretty close.
Yep.
Yeah, you got to tighten up, Nicole. Yeah. Yeah, you're slacking. All right. Resolution authorizes purchase of a greenhouse, materials only for coastal resources, Sourcewell at Atlas Greenhouse, $75,305.33. Resolution authorizing execution change order number one for the Justice Center roof fascia replacement, Green Simmons Company, design pressures in the amount of not to exceed $45,667.
Jeff Boyd, you had left the workshop and I questioned this change order. This change order is to bring the building up to like a full cavity fortified building, which was not required when it was built. So for this, they're bringing everything up to real structural standard.
Thank you.
That's good.
You and I don't like change orders, I know, especially when they're over $5.
Well, hopefully this one is well worth the $45.
Yes.
Resolution authorizing the purchase video surveillance system golf center. State bid $30,889.08. Resolution authorizing execution of amendment to the grant award agreement National Audubon Society for the stewardship of coastal Alabama beach nesting bird habitat. Resolution authorizing execution cooperative agreement with the Alabama Department of Environmental Management for the city to provide permitting, regulating, monitoring, and inspection services to be reimbursed the amount not to exceed $37,950. Resolution authorizing execution of a professional services agreement with Thompson Engineering Surveying, Modeling, Design, Engineering Services to complete the Orange Beach Stormwater Master Plan Project. Ordinances, public hearing, Keel Storage Phase 4, September 3rd, 2024. Is that good?
Yeah.
All right. Anybody got anything they want to ask?
I want to ask Nicole about the resolution authorizing the professional services agreement, not with Thompson, but for the master plan, the stormwater master plan. Is this the Bear Point?
That is the Bear Point.
So we had four engineering services, gave RFPs, correct? And those four.
Did you see the overall score sheet?
No, I didn't look at the score sheet. I want to talk to you about that. So Thompson rated the highest in that. So do we notify the other build?
We haven't yet. This is on the committee as a whole, and the state hasn't approved the award yet.
So we have a two-point process here, ours and the state's. Okay.
We're hoping that they will. That is our recommendation.
That's your recommendation to the state.
And I'm hoping that for the council meeting in 2 weeks, it'll be pushed through.
Okay. And I think you just notified them.
Oh, I believe so. I'm not looking at Charles. I don't even see him in the audience. I don't know.
It's right there. Please, that all rank Thompson as their first.
I understand. Thank you. And I like that committee, Bill. That's huge. That's good to have those departments.
Anything else?
I'll be brief.
Oh.
Sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Don't let me forget what I'm fixing to say after you finish.
Well, why don't you go first?
Thank you, because I will forget. Mr. Lee Barnes passed away this week, if I'm not mistaken.
He was just
really?
And Sue Cardwell.
Yeah. Sue did?
Yeah, I remember Sue. Yeah.
So did Mr. Gordon Burdett, who was the captain of the Alabi 2 for years on the road.
So sorry to hear that.
Mm. Gordon was a line crew foreman in Montevallo when I was there.
Was he?
Great guy.
There were good people who did a lot for this town, so
yep.
I thought that ought to be said. You have the floor, sir.
All right. One more thing. You've already talked about Nicole and Nelson on the radios. Another thing that I wanted to dote on Nicole was she helped the central office in Orange Beach City School System get over a $950,000 grant to revitalize Sea Sand and Stars. And I know I saw Mr. Bill Brett sitting in here and starting that back in the day and finally being able to pump life back into something that not only helps the schools but our communities and all the communities around, that'll be a great project for our community that we'll look forward to here in the next year.
Yeah. Bill, when they get through, it's going to be special. Y'all are going to be really proud.
Yes.
And thank you. Appreciate y'all.
And thank you, Nicole.
Yeah. Thank you, Nicole.
We're supposed to have started a meeting. Jackie McGonigal was going to do an update on cell camp. So she's going to come up and do a
It's too late.
Rundown.
I'm sorry. They should come back next time. It's like being at the Emerald City. You're knocking on the door. Come back. Come on. Come on, please. We do.
Cell camp is outstanding. Thank
it
you.
Is.
Thank you.
Wendy, y'all done a great job. We really appreciate it.
I know the process now, so I'll say my name and who I'm with. Jackie McGonigal, Coastal Resources. I'm the coordinator at the Wind and Water Learning Center. And I know everybody wants to get out of here, but I just, mainly with this presentation, I really wanted to highlight the instructors that I had this year. They were like a dream team. They made my job so easy. We got through 8 weeks of camp without any incidents. And if you just want to click through really quick. Yeah. So even over last year with our jump in revenue and attendance, we still saw a jump in attendance and revenue this year. So I was really happy about that. We are expanding our fleets. We're still putting the smallest kids in little Opti sailboats. Then they step up eventually to Sunfish. We're hoping to update those hulls from a fiberglass to a composite material, and they'll also be able to hold more students with an instructor. So I think it'll be a safer, more fun, less anxious option for a lot of kids. And we added a collegiate 420 sailboat for our high school sailing week. So we saw more high schoolers join this year. We had 188 total campers. This year, I think this might have been one of the only years, as far as I can see, we actually had more Orange Beach residents than we did like out of town people, which was the goal last year, was to serve more people in our own community. And can we do the next slide? Yeah, so I'm finding that just multimodal learning, so making sure that we're using visual, audio, and kinesthetic modes of learning are really helping these kids pick up this skill that could be really technical. So we're gonna stick with that. And as far as next year, I think that's, my staff. So we had two college sailors, one who is sailing competitively with Notre Dame. They were on our staff this year, as well as some of our Orange Beach High School kids. I didn't see them here, but Patty and Vicky, I'm so appreciative that they do the student summer program, because that was half of my staff. And my sailing instructors are able to mentor them. So whenever eventually they kind of phase out and go get real jobs, they're bringing these student summer workers up, and they're ready to step more into a leadership role for these camps. We're still getting overwhelmingly positive feedback from our community. They seem to really like these programs. And what I've found this month, we are able to book private sailing lessons and kayak lessons as well in numbers that I didn't see the first 2 years that I was here. And I think that is a direct result from leading sail camp and having such great feedback. We're getting those families that are coming back again, taking lessons as adults or putting their kids in private lessons. And we're also seeing a spike in attendance with our high school sail club as a result of this. Some of those same kids, once they're old enough, they're joining our sail club team. We still have goals for next year. I'm going to continue to provide support for our sail camp instructors. So if they do want to go get their official teaching certification through U.S. Sailing, they're going to be well prepared for that, because we're going to provide coaching year-round. We're going to provide more regatta opportunities for our high school sail club. That will also help them become better instructors. And then we're going to keep offering early registration for City of Orange Beach residents. They are really, really appreciative of that opportunity. And lots of thanks to give to y'all for approving the budget. I know sailing programs are expensive to run, but I think they're very well worth it. Coastal Resources Department, because they put up with me and all of my crazy requests. Mark for registration, that's a doozy handling that throughout the whole summer. Jeannie is always in our sail camp families and the instruction staff. I wish they were here, but they went back to school a couple weeks ago. So, but they were amazing. And thank y'all.
Thank you, Jackie. Can I ask you a question, Jackie? Mm-hmm. You had a student from Notre Dame that's on the sailing mm-hmm. campus up there, down here as a counselor?
Yes, because he was a sail camper years ago, and his grandparents live uh-huh. here, so he came back.
So he's off to college at Notre Dame, and he wanted mm-hmm. to return back and be a
mm-hmm. That's every single instructor I had this year, they were all past sail campers.
That's awesome. Aww,
so, like, the retention rate mm-hmm. and the return rate is really good. That's unusual yeah. for a lot of sailing programs.
I think that's just neat.
And I love that you opened it up to the littles this year.
Mm-hmm. They're fun.
Leave it at
yes,
that, huh?
Yeah. Six years old. We've had requests for five, but I'm probably not going to do that.
No. So. Well, thank you for all you do.
Yes, thank y'all.
Thank you. Thank you,
Jackie. Thank you, Andy. On your way up here, Megan, Fred, we saw the numbers. It was fantastic for the library. Unbelievable. We were all really blown away. So thank y'all for such a great job. The summer reading program, what I'm talking about, it was unbelievable growth. And so thank you.
And the children's programs and
yes.
and
yes,
everything. And yes. So kudos to you guys.
We know how much better children do when they start reading early. I mean, it's very well documented. So thank you. Yes, sir, Mr.
Congratulations Curry. On the sailing. I think that's awesome. I hear from people all the time about that. I know some folks that participated in it. And a reminder, you know, we do have the America's Cup team in Pensacola who's about to start that up in, what is it, Barcelona? Yeah. So, interesting. Glenn Kaiser, the board chair for the Gulf Shores and Orange Beach Tourism Board, also Kaiser Vacation Rentals. And again, I would like to thank you for allowing him to serve another term, because his presence at our board meetings is in just in the tourism organization is very important. There's a lot of things going on. As we all know, tourism is extremely important to our community. It's not getting any easier. It's getting a little bit more complicated and so forth. So, yes, thank you, Tony, for being there. Our meetings are open. We invite you to come. There's a lot of stuff that you may or may not be aware of. He doesn't have time to explain everything that goes on in those hour and a half meetings we have now.
I couldn't explain half of it.
Yeah, so, you know, you're welcome to come. Anytime he's not able to be there, we'd love for you, one of you folks, to be there as well. But, again, Tony, thank you very much. It's very important to all of us.
Great job.
So,
thank you.
Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you, Glenn.
Glenn and Bill have run that thing for how many years now? I guess as long as I've been on.
96. Yeah.
We appreciate y'all. All right, anybody got any announcements? Anybody in the audience, anything they want to say, add, talk about, complain about?
Jeff? Jimmy?
Oh, I'm good.
Oh, come on.
Come on. All
our eyes went to you, Jimmy boy.
When I said complain, I saw your hand go up.
Like,
I said,
where's his hand?
I know those.
He's the good one.
He's the good one.
I know those. Unfortunately, he knows mine, so it's sort of like mutual destruction. We call it mutual destruction, I guess.
Hey, I wanted to mention the Miracle League, because I know Miracle you guys League. Are big. Did y'all see where they got the big grant to complete it? So.
That's good. That's wonderful.
It was posted on social media.
I didn't want to steal the limelight of all the city's grants from Go Mesa, but yes, the town of Summerdale and the Miracle League,
yes,
they were awarded $1.5 million last week also of Go Mesa funds. So that and our contributions, I'm going to tell you, I just really don't believe that they would have really because they looked at, the committees look at all of who's participating, who did the challenge, and Mayor, thank you, because you actually came up with that challenge in that meeting that night, the challenge of the municipalities, the matching grant. So I didn't want to steal it, but now that we're talking about it, Saturday, they're going to have a work day up there at 8 o'clock at the Miracle League. We're putting the furniture together, the outdoor furniture for the gazebo, and we're moving forward. That $1.5 million Gomesa grant that was awarded by Governor Ivey last week should complete the field. So that will all come together. So we won't be begging, borrowing, and stealing. And
great.
We'll get those opportunities for those special needs children to participate in an organized sport. So that's awesome. Thank you for mentioning that. I was going to bring it up later, but yeah.
So last week I was in Arkansas, North Arkansas, and I was in a resort town, and I went to their city council meeting on Monday night. And I just want to say thank you to our council. It was a beautiful little resort town, but they didn't have any money. They have been fighting for 20 years with their HOA that owns all the buildings and a lot of the stuff, and it was almost painful to watch what they were going through. They had also lost their fire chief in a tragic accident, and that was the day of his funeral. But it was just, I just want to say thank you to our employees, all our directors, for the professionalism, to the standards we hold as a city. You know, you go somewhere else like that, and you come back home, and you're just like, I'm grateful to be part of this. So thank you, everybody, because it was good to see something outside from a different point of view.
That's right. There's a resort up there.
Yes.
It's a resort town.
Two golf clubs, two golf courses, a marina, 50 miles of ATV trails.
Awesome.
That's where Big Earl's from, right? Mm-hmm.
I don't think they would have allowed him in this resort.
I hope he's listening. I hope he's listening.
Or he'd already been banned, one of the two.
That's probably why he's here.
Yeah. He may be watching. He may be watching.
Witness protection listening. Program.
Now, Jack would be allowed there in a heartbeat, but I don't know if Big Earl would.
Anybody else or anything else? Freedom Festival's coming up soon. What's the date? 2nd, 3rd of October?
October
4th and 5th. Okay, and that's the weekend before Shrimp Festival? So that'd be good. So.
Oh, right. And football season's about to start.
Right now, Albert.
Yeah.
No, the other one, too.
The bigger
one. Oh, the Alabama football?
The bigger one.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Actually, I was confused. I thought Auburn was playing Alberta. But
so, yo, I'm sorry.
Oh, God. LSU's going to Crayola. So. Okay, I hate to go home. It's too early, but I guess we are adjourned.
Thanks,
or are we adjourned?
Thank you.
Thank you all.
So moved.
Appreciate you coming.
I don't know if we are.